can't just go back.
Hey, welcome back, my friends, to another episode of the Daily Gaming News Roundup. Today is Friday, May 19th. We got some great stories to talk about today. In case you've been wondering when new PlayStation games will be arriving on PC, we finally have an answer for that. The first combat pack for Mortal Kombat 1 has leaked online. China approves Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard, and a French retailer just leaked the release date for AEW Fight Forever. So let's kick things off with PlayStation, shall we? PlayStation has kind of started the trend of bringing PlayStation games to PC. I mean, we've already seen Uncharted, Horizon, The Last of Us all come to PC. But a question on a lot of PC gamers' minds are like, is this gonna continue? Will we see day and date? And, well, luckily, we finally have an answer for that. As the CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment, Jim Ryan, sat down with Famitsu and discussed this very issue. Now, definitely worth noting, the original interview had to be translated via Google Translate, but I think we still get the gist. Sony's Jim Ryan said, "We also fully understand the importance of PlayStation 5 exclusive titles. As I mentioned earlier, PlayStation Studios' main responsibility is to have people enjoy the game experience using the latest PlayStation. We are increasing the number of PlayStation 5 exclusive titles and staggering the release of the PC version. I often have the opportunity to ask game fans for their opinions, and when I ask them about the time lag, they say that selling the PC version 2 to 3 years after the release of the PlayStation version is accepted favorably." So there you have it. 2 to 3 year delay before a PlayStation game will arrive on PC. And look, that's Sony's prerogative. It's up to you on how you actually deal with it. My personal opinion, if I was a PC gamer, I'd go out and buy a PlayStation. Like, I understand that that sucks, but waiting 2 to 3 years to play a game like Spider-Man or the new Last of Us or even a new Uncharted game, I don't think I can wait. So yeah, definitely go buy a PlayStation 5 if this is going to be an issue. Next up, Mortal Kombat. Yeah, we spent quite a bit of time yesterday breaking down the Mortal Kombat announcement along with the trailer. However, Amazon Italy just leaked the roster for the first combat pack. Now, if you're not familiar with Mortal Kombat, the combat pack is essentially like a DLC bundle that gives you new fighters and cameo characters. And according to Amazon Italy, the first combat pack will include 6 new playable characters, including Quan Chi, Omni-Man, Ermac, Peacemaker, Takeda, and Homelander. Two big takeaways there. John Cena's Peacemaker being in the game is awesome. And I just hope that they allow John Cena to do some of the voiceovers for Peacemaker, because there's going to be some instant classic one-liners in there. And when it comes to Homelander, like, my God, that character creeps the living hell out of me. So yeah, they fit perfectly in the Mortal Kombat universe. Now, the leak from Amazon Italy also revealed 5 new cameo characters, including Tremor, Johnny Cage, Chameleon, Movado, and Pharah. And we didn't really dive into it yesterday, but the cameo system will be a brand new fighting system within Mortal Kombat, similar to what, like, Capcom versus Marvel has been doing forever, where your cameo fighter will come in and help you. And look, there's a lot to be hyped about this game. I assume we'll hear more during the PlayStation Showcase, but Mortal Kombat 1 will be launching on September 19th for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and the Nintendo Switch. We got some good news for Xbox, as China just approved the $69 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard. Yeah, that's right. The China State Administration for Market Regulation granted unconditional approval. And this, of course, comes following the European Union approval that we got a little bit earlier this week, which really just leaves us with the United States FTC, whose trial will begin in August, and the UK, which, regarding that, I read a fascinating article this week that was wondering and kind of like throwing out the idea of whether or not like Microsoft and Activision could like break off a portion of Activision and leave that as like a standalone company, or could like Microsoft pull Activision completely out of the UK. There's a lot to be said there, and it's going to be such an interesting situation. Like, if every regulation body says it's okay, but the UK doesn't, what does Microsoft do? That is going to be such a fascinating story, and we will definitely make sure to pay close attention. But good news for Xbox, China approved the acquisition. All right, and for our final story, let's talk about All Elite Wrestling's first video game fight forever. And the reason the game is in the news this week is that a French retailer called Just For Games potentially just leaked the release date for AEW Fight Forever. And my god, this game has just been through the ringer. It's been facing legal battles with other wrestling promotions. They've had ratings issues where, like, the game was too violent, so they had to tone it down. And now it seems like we're finally getting close to this game launching. And I, for one, can't wait. Like I said, this will be AEW's first video game. And as a fan of that company, I look forward to playing this game. But as a fan of pro wrestling video games as well, what excites me is this game will be a return to, like, the old school N64 style of gameplay. And I'm really looking forward to getting back into that. And according to the website, AEW Fight Forever will be releasing on June 27th for PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, and PC. Well, that is going to wrap up today's episode of the Daily Gaming News Roundup. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget, this weekend we have a new episode of the Game of the Week podcast. I played the game last night that's going to be the Game of the Week, and it is fantastic. If you're a fan of horror video games, you don't want to miss it. I probably just leaked what it's going to be right there. You could probably guess, but fantastic game. Highly recommend you check it out. And of course, don't forget to check out all the other content that we posted on the channel this week. We talked about the new GeForce Now news, along with other various stories. And until the next video, thank you guys so much for watching and supporting the channel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe, like, share the video, drop a comment, and I will see you in the next video.